How did this all come to be? How does it go from ICW to the future is now?
Well, after this process started around August, I want to say, I got a phone call from the guys behind ICW, and they said, we're looking to create a new brand. There's a lot of young, new talent in New York City, and we're looking for someone to help shape that talent, help bring it together, work in hand with us to make an awesome brand. The future is now. And ICW, Jack Sabbath, the promoter, had run Future Is Now shows sporadically, I would say for the past 9 years, 8 years, intermittent with regular ICW shows. And he wanted to make a natural brand out of this. He wanted to do something different. He wanted to create an alternative. And I'm kind of known, well, I would hope to be known for a guy who likes bringing wrestling alternatives, like with the Shapiro character I do, with the throwback wrestling manager, and 2KW, we try to be a little more gritty and urban, you know, UWF with all that, without all the GTA stuff tossed in, or trying to make good pro wrestling. And Jack and I have known each other for about a year, and we worked hand in hand together, and he gave me an offer, and anytime you're given the offer to work with some of the best talent you can find and build something, you can't say no to it. So it started around August, and we were building the card slowly but surely, and everything's falling into place, everything's locked into place, and we're getting ready for November 18th, and it is exciting, stressful, so many emotions. I feel like Anthony Rizzo right now.
So you've got a cast of characters that, like, I mean, the card is so deep that it could be, like, its own video game. So, like, let's just talk, seriously, it's like, you know, Bull James, Rude Boy Riley, Darius Carter, Ken Broadway, the list goes on and on. You've got the House of Glory champion as well. I mean, how did you get all of these guys together? And how receptive were they to be a part of, like, you know, the beginning of this new brand?
Well, I'm friends with a lot of these guys. Like, I'm on shows with almost everybody on the roster once a month, so I get to call from some of the best talent in the world and shoot them a Facebook message or a text and say, hey, doing this thing, want to invest in you and give you an opportunity to perform in front of maybe some new people, maybe give you a different opportunity, or, you know, just try to create an alternative. And a lot of these guys love working with me and love the idea. They love the idea of an alternative. They love the idea of a new plan and love the idea of working against guys they normally wouldn't work against. Like, you've got Anthony Gangone against both. Every match on this card is a first-time match. These guys may have wrestled on the same shows before. They've never wrestled against each other in a singles match or a tag team match. And it's opening doors to new opportunities, fresh matchups. Guys from House of Glory, Warriors of Wrestling, 2KW, Five Borrowers Wrestling, like all the companies in New York converging here in trying to prove who's the best. And that's the goal. The goal is to produce the best talent in New York and put on some of the best shows. So it's basically me and Jack Sabbath just contacting these guys, telling them the idea, presenting it to them, saying, would you want to buy in? And these guys are buying in.